You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario since 1922. Find and follow us on Instagram at CFRC Music. Coming up on the special club takeover of our airwaves, we're welcoming Natalie, Kaylin, Zaya, and Lily, four of the members of the team behind Project Red. Established in 2010, Project Red is a charity club at Queen's University that proudly raises funds for the Heart and Stroke Foundation. They are a fully student-run organization focused on promoting healthy, active living. They aim to positively influence university students in the Kingston community better their health now and in the future. Project Red's main fundraiser is the annual charity fashion show, which displays the individuality and creativity of Queen's students who are ultimately devoted to a common goal. This highly anticipated event is made possible by the hard work of student designers, dancers, models, photographers, videographers, and technical crew. This year's event takes place on February 6th and 7th in Grand Hall with the theme Oracle.
Good afternoon. I have four members of Project Red in studio with me today. Do you want to go around and introduce yourself, what your name is, and what your title is with Project Red?
Yeah, for sure. So my name's Zaya, and I'm one of the co-creative directors this year.
I'm Kaylin, and I am also a co-creative director.
I'm Natalie, I'm one of the co-directors for this year.
And I'm Lily, I'm also one of the co-creative directors this year.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming in. I'm taking a look at your Instagram, at your feed, and a little bit of chat we had beforehand. Sounds like a very busy and very big production that you have coming on. As co-creative directors, as sort of executives within the club, what are your responsibilities? Because it's a lot.
It is a lot. So as the creative directors, we are in charge of basically coming up with the theme for the year. So the theme for the show, all of the scenes that come within that. And then we're also responsible for all of the creative portfolios. So that include music, hair and makeup, fashion, design, videography, photography, all that good stuff.
It's a pretty interesting role because we get to be involved with so many different groups of people. We get to like watch the dancers. We get to help pick songs for musicians. We get to work with photography, which is really interesting.
Yeah, we've got our hands in a lot of things, and it's definitely really busy, but it's really rewarding.
And it seems like you come bringing different skills to the table. How did you get involved with Project Red? What is your background that brought you to this place?
I would say we all have really different backgrounds, which I think has been super beneficial. I couldn't have done this without these two ladies.
Yeah,
they know so many things that I don't. I have more of a background in dance. I went to dance school for high school, which has helped me a bit with that stuff and production. And then also music, which has been pretty helpful on that side.
So Lily and I are both designers. We both started off with design in first year, which is actually when we met.
Yeah.
And then in my second year of Project Red, I was the head of design. So definitely learned a lot more about kind of the leadership aspect and like managing a team in that role. And then in my third year on Project Red, I was the creative assistant. So that kind of helped me with the larger role in coming up with a show in its entirety, which I think was helpful coming into this year, kind of having a bit of a better idea of what to expect and what the role kind of entails.
Yeah. And then kind of similar to Zaya, totally different experiences. I came in as a designer in first year, and then I actually took a break in second year and wasn't a part of the club for that part of my university experience, which was so sad. And then in my third year, I came back as head of design, and then that kind of led me into where I am today with all of these lovely ladies.
Yeah, so I actually started my journey to director as a hair and makeup artist in my first year here at Queen's, and then I became the logs coordinator in my second year as I wanted to see a little bit more of the inner workings of Project Red because I was so excited about it. But as a hair and makeup artist, you're kind of just there for the show, the fun times, and then not really see anything else besides that. And then I love being a logs coordinator, so I was a logistics head in my third year, and now I'm a director this year.
It's really cool to see, as you say, like the amalgamation of a lot of different skill sets and talents that come into this. How many people are involved with Project Red overall in terms of volunteers? I know obviously there's also the models and performers.
Yeah, quite a few.
So I think our exec team is 53 or 54
around
that.
There.
Yeah, it's a pretty big group just because we do have, like you said, so many different kinds of people and aspects that come together to like put the show on. And then our team as a whole for the show, I think, is around like 170, maybe even more than that.
Yeah.
Like 50 plus models, 20-ish dancers, and then a bunch of musicians as well.
Yeah,
which is pretty amazing though, seeing all the different backgrounds and skill sets come together to make one piece of art.
Well, speaking of music, we haven't talked about the theme of the show yet, but the music that you've sent me to play today is very apropos of the theme. So we'll take a couple breaks during our conversation today to have you introduce some of the songs. Maybe we'll get people to listen to the first couple and try and guess what the theme is, and then we'll go into it.
That's fun.
Do you want to mention like what the first three songs we're going to be hearing are?
Yeah, I think we have Witchy Woman by the Eagles, Lady Stardust by Bowie, which we actually feature in the show, and Gypsy by Fleetwood Mac.
Okay, so, you know, listen to those songs, see what the current is, and then we'll be back in a moment.
Thank you. makeup on his face. Laughed at his long black hair, his animal grace. The boy in the bright blue jeans jumped up on the stage. Raised his daughters, sang songs of darkness and disgrace.
Message from OB self-test test message for TSI Gatekick, Northwest Territories. This is only a test. This example includes an alert message with NOD system signature without an attachment.
Yeah.
And we are back. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. I am here with four of the members of the many, many members of Project Red. We just played a couple of songs, and they kind of give you a hint of what the theme of this year's show is. What is the theme of the 2026 show?
So this year, our kind of overarching theme title for the show is Oracle. And really what we're focusing on doing is taking the major arcana from a regular tarot deck and expanding on those for our main scenes and really exploring what the deeper meaning of those are and kind of expanding on those in a creative way to get a lot of different aesthetics into the show in kind of a cohesive way.
I've been taking a look at your Instagram and being on your website as well, and it's definitely this ethereal, dreamy, and very dramatic aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's what we're going for.
And it seems like people are really enthusiastic. Like the comments, I think tarot and that kind of energy that really speaks to people. So very cool idea. We talked about Project Red in a general way. As we say, like a huge production. This is well over 100 people. You're doing two nights at Grant Hall. When do you start planning, and what does that planning process look like?
Honestly, the planning for the event itself began last year, probably in April, when we had booked our venue. So after Beth and I were hired as the directors, we immediately got started on that so that we could secure the date for the show. And then we hired our beautiful creative directors here, and they kind of took it from there.
Yeah, so with our role, we kind of spend almost the entirety of the summer kind of brainstorming and coming up with ideas for the theme before we actually go into hiring the rest of our executive team. And that's kind of how we build that up.
Yeah, we started in the summer. I didn't at least know these two girls that well, so we kind of got to know each other, which was very cool. Hired our other team members. We were all in different places at the end of the year and during the summer last year too, so it took a while to figure everything out. And then we just started collaborating and seeing what we all enjoyed.
And this isn't the only, this is the major thing that you're doing, but you have some events that kind of lead up to this. Do you want to talk about some of the other activities that you have going on in the year? And are they linked to, or are they separate?
Well, we do have a lot of events that we run to fundraise for the Heart and Stroke Foundation, because Project Red is a fundraising fashion show for the Heart and Stroke Foundation. So for example, our Run Your Heart Out event is one of our big ones. So that was the end of October. And it's a 5K that we do to promote heart health, active lifestyles. So that's a big fundraising event that we do.
Some of the ones that we have coming up and actually just had passed this weekend was karaoke. So kind of just focusing on our community engagement with that one and getting downtown. And upcoming, we'll have a yoga event that's on a Sunday. So again, inspiring active living within our community, especially Queen students. And hopefully meeting some other creative, like-minded individuals as well. And then we'll have costume sales throughout the year. That was a big one in October as well. We have a lot of our designs from previous years that are sitting in our office.
Good timing for the costume sale.
Exactly. Like, when else will people buy these if not October, when we're preparing for Halloween costumes or several Halloween costumes? Do sticker sales. We're hoping to do kind of another Valentine's sale as well. So that will be upcoming in the arc, and that would be stickers again, maybe some goodies as well. So just fun little events like that. And then as well, we're working on a partnership with SpinCo. So again, another active, healthy lifestyle type event so that we can incorporate our values as well as the Heart and Stroke Foundation's values into our mission as well with these events.
And looking on your website, I mean, when you talk about fundraising, we're not talking about a couple hundred dollars. Project Red has raised incredible amounts of money. Do any of you know off the top of your head where you're at right now?
We don't know for certain with over the whole year. With just Run Your Heart Out alone, it was over $6,000 just from that one event. We have a lot of parents and friends and families and just sponsors in the community to thank for that fundraising, and it made it that much more of an exciting event. And there has been lots of events throughout the year, as I mentioned before, and those have brought in at least a couple hundred dollars each as well. And then Project Red has been running for 16 years now, so that's accumulated quite a lot. And last year we raised about $30,000. So we're hoping to hit that goal again this year as well with our total fundraising with the show and ticket sales and everything like that as well.
Wow.
I think over 16 years we've raised almost close to $200,000.
Yeah, plus. I think I saw it might have been over $200,000.
Yeah, I undershoot.
So we talked about there's obviously a lot of people involved. What are some of the different roles and opportunities within Project Red? You know, you've mentioned some of them that you brought to the table when you came in, but aside from being on stage, what's sort of behind the scenes?
There's so many roles, and I think that's what makes it an awesome club. I first joined as a stage manager, so I didn't know much about the club, but we bring somebody on later in the year to help organize the show and together. And like that, we also have like people who work in logistics, who work in finance, who work on setting up social events for people in the club, besides like the other creative roles like photography and videography, dance, all that sort of stuff.
And we have like full portfolios that are kind of dedicated to like the fundraising and sponsorship and events kind of side of it, which take on, like Natalie was talking about, all of our fundraising events and that kind of side of things. And then yeah, like other creative portfolios like we talked about a little bit, like music. Another one of our events that we run was our coffee house, so that was a collaboration with the Tea Room, and we had some of our musicians come out and show their talents, and like we got to showcase them a little bit, and we did a drink collab with the Tea Room for that as well, which was just another good way to bring in money for the Heart and Stroke Foundation.
Another big role would be our Heart and Stroke Ambassadors, which is a newly introduced role. I believe we've had them for about 2 years now, so they're kind of the first point of contact with our representative from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And they've been great at getting us the sponsors from that, and as well kind of encouraging those values within our whole team. Because while it is great that we're a creative fashion show and everything, it's important to remember what we're fundraising for and the importance of the research and everything that the Heart and Stroke Foundation is working on.
Yeah, I think one of the best parts about Project Red, just as this huge group on campus, is that we have such a diverse range of interests and people who are involved, like things including heart and stroke research and logistics and creativity. There's so many opportunities to get involved depending on what your strengths are.
Do we want to take a little music break and introduce a couple more songs that we have on the playlist?
Yeah, of course.
So this is going to be a taste of one of the scenes within the show, Estrella. So this is a scene based on the Star card, and we're kind of going with like retrofuturism vibes with that. So for today, we've got Inside World by Who Made Who, Death and Romance by Magdalena Bay, and then Ichimankai No Love by Mega Shinosuke.
I was playing the list earlier as I was recording it, and I was definitely like rocking it.
This I think these
really
are my three
set.
Favorite.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
Because some of these songs are in the show, but I also think a lot of these songs we kind of use to help shape mm-hmm. our vision. And yeah. I know for me, music is a really big part of the creative process, and it helped us all kind of like get on the same page to understand what was inside of our heads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're so good about that. I'm more like, I need like the visual aspect of it.
All right, so we'll listen to a couple tunes and then we'll come back.
keep us together.
If you are just tuning in, you are listening to CFRC 101.9 with a special club takeover from Project Red. Do you want to just quickly go around the table again and say your names to voices?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Lily. I'm one of the co-creative directors this year.
I'm Natalie. I'm one of the co-directors for this year.
I'm Kaylin. I'm also one of the co-creative directors.
And I'm Zaya. I'm also one of the co-creative directors.
All right. So we've been hinting at it. Let's talk about this in full detail. You have your big fundraising event coming up very soon, February 6th and 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Oracle, what can people expect if they've never been to a Project Red show before?
Yeah, that's a great question. I know that coming into Project Red on my first year, being a designer and especially some of the portfolios, you're a little bit more removed from the actual physical modeling and dance side. And so I had no idea what big production it was until I showed up to our rehearsal days prior to the show, and I was just floored at how much goes into it. So the actual show in itself includes modeling, musicians, and dancers. It's around 2 hours in length, and then we were kind of saying, the show as a whole is Oracle, but within that we have a whole bunch of different scenes.
Yeah, so I believe we have 8 scenes in the show total. Yeah. And each of those have a model aspect, a dance aspect, and a music aspect, and really we're just helping all of our musicians and dancers and models kind of express themselves through the scenes that we've kind of given them. They're super creative and amazing, so really it's just giving them the space to act creatively within this kind of overall tarot guideline. And really kind of the structure of the show, what we really wanted to achieve was just giving this kind of structure of self-reflection, because kind of the point of tarot is that it's different for everyone, and everyone comes away taking something different from that, and that's what we really wanted to emulate in the show this year. So we're really hoping that comes across through the journey that we're going to take you guys on.
We have so there's 8 scenes, and each of them is inspired by a different tarot card too. So one of our scenes is called Born of the Sun. It's inspired by the Sun card, and we've watched the dancers create some really beautiful ballet dances around that. The models have made some wonderful stuff, and we also have some wonderful singers. So it's really cool to see how different creatives take on the vision you give them and how it changes over time.
Yeah, I guess just you really need to prepare yourself, because I'd say the same. When I came in first year as a hair and makeup artist, and it's incredible to see it all come together, because you show up to the tech rehearsal days and everybody is kind of rehearsing, kind of see it, but then when it gets to show days and everybody has their designs, fashion, hair, makeup, everything done, it really is just a beautiful combination of so many people's effort. And while it is a fashion show, it's not your typical walk up and down runway. So that's what I mean when I say you need to prepare yourself. And I would say our model heads and choreographers this year have really outdone themselves. So it should be a pretty spectacular combination of everybody's creativity.
It sounds like a very immersive, entertainment-focused mm-hmm.
yes, exactly.
Event.
Yeah.
So what do tickets cost, and how do people get them?
Yeah, so we have kind of different tiers for tickets. For students, they should be going on sale for $22. That's as long as you bring your student card with you when you come to the show. And then our regular tickets are $33. And then we have our VIP tickets that are $38. And those should be going on sale this week. Our VIP tickets would be for those who are interested in those front row seats, as well as them Heart and Stroke Foundation goodies along with your seat as well. And those would be available at our socials, specifically our Instagram. We have all of our links in bio, of course, and that is set up through Bounce, so those tickets can be purchased there, and then you'll be all set to go to the show. Working on our announcement to post to all of our socials, and then that ticket link will go live, so you can expect by the end of the week you'll be able to grab your ticket to the show.
Okay, and as a reminder, what are your socials so people can be waiting to grab those VIP tickets?
Yeah, so we have our Instagram and our TikTok, and both should be Queens Project Red. And that's it. So you should be able to find everything there. And then as well, we do have our website, queensprojectred.ca. But yeah, the ticket link will be added to our website as well, so you can access it there. And then as well, you can check out some of the portfolios of all our creative stuff, as well as our exec team. Their beautiful headshots are posted there, so you can see who's involved behind the scenes.
And yeah, as you mentioned before, it's a big team.
But yes.
Lots of fun. Okay, do we want to play some more songs?
The next songs we have are from our With Love scene, inspired by the Lovers Tarot card.
card. So we have Man Eater by Hall and Oates, Never Tear Us Apart by INXS, and Love is a Losing Game by Amy Winehouse.
I was telling someone about Hall and Oates the other day. Like, they didn't, they're like, I don't think I know. I'm like, you know Hall and Oates.
What you know is true. don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there, two worlds collided, and they could never tear us apart. We could live
and laughed at by
Okay, so we're back with Project Red. We've been talking about your big fundraiser for Heart and Stroke Foundation. It is Oracle. It is a two-day fashion show, 2.5 hours of dance and artistry under this amazing theme. If people want to get involved, I mean, I know this is sort of the culmination, but if people are listening and they're like, I need to do this next year, how do they get in touch? How do they find out about it?
Yeah, so that's something that we would post on our socials as well. A lot of all of our updates are on our Instagram. I would say that's the most up-to-date place to keep up with us. So typically after the show, we'll start posting our hiring for the next year. So if you would like to take over mine and Beth's job, that will be right after the show, give or take, that we'll start posting that. And then it will be the new director's responsibility to hire the creative directors as well as our idea directors. And then from there, you would go to hire the exec team. That is usually posted around March or April of the school year. And then the official next year of Project Red would begin around the same time as the school year would begin, so September in 2026. And then that is usually when general member hiring would start to begin as well. So if you're interested in being a model, dancer, or musician for next year, that is when you would need to keep your eye out for those applications. But if you're looking to join the exec team for the next year, then it would be around March or April that you'd want to keep an eye open for those applications.
And you've mentioned like there's a lot of different roles. I would imagine at the level that you're at, there's a lot of hours involved. I see nods across around the table.
We hang out a lot.
But obviously really rewarding as well. If people are like, whoa, that sounds like a lot, it also sounds like you have a big team with you. So who can apply? Like, what kind of interests work well with Project Red?
I think one of the beautiful things about a club like this is that it doesn't appeal to any specific interests. I would say if you are inclined to apply, apply. And there's probably a role for you. We have people who are from STEM degrees who are in the club because they are interested in supporting Heart and Stroke. And maybe they're more of a logistics, finance role if they're not comfortable with being on stage. We have people who come from a really wonderful creative background who are dancing and making clothes and making music. We just have a lot of wonderful people.
Just a reminder again, so it's Queen's Project Red. Look it up on Instagram, TikTok, and then your website as well. Is there anything else that you want to add? Focusing again, this is a fundraiser. I mean, there's a lot of creativity and work that goes into this, but at the end of the day, it's for a pretty amazing cause. Mm-hmm. Did you want to talk a little bit more about like the Heart and Stroke Foundation? And I guess, what is it that meant so much about that organization for you?
I think it's really just that heart and stroke like complications can affect so many people, especially in Canada. And I think it's really important to highlight the research and the amount that fundraising for that research can impact people's lives. I would really recommend checking out the Heart and Strokes page on Instagram specifically. They post a lot of content as the research that we fundraise for has changed many Canadians' lives. Some people have been able to recover from the strokes that they have. And it's something that I'm sure a lot of people have heard FAST, the acronym. I think it's very important to know to be able to catch the signs of stroke so that we are able to save more lives. Heart complications and stroke don't have to be such a lethal thing to people. And it's really important to raise awareness about that. And as well fundraise for more research so that the technology can advance, that we can help improve the quality of life for people affected.
I know for me, one of the reasons I joined Project Red, besides like a awesome creative outlet and meeting more friends, is my family has a lot of people who've dealt with heart and stroke issues. And a lot of people in the club resonate with that as well. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of lovely conversations with other members about their experiences with heart and stroke, the struggles it's caused within their families. And I think because of that grounding point in charity, in experience, in struggle, we've built a really beautiful community fundraising for heart and stroke. It means a lot more to us because of that.
And I think also because obviously being in your undergrad here at Queen's, you might not always feel like you can do so much for such a big cause like that. And Project Red has just like allowed so many people to feel like they are actually making a difference within such a big part of many people's lives through an outlet that feels really attainable and is also creative.
Absolutely. Like just being able to reach not only a large amount of students that are so willing to contribute to a cause like this, but able to reach the Kingston community and the Queens community at large, just in terms of spreading the importance of Heart and Stroke and all of the information that that organization spreads and promotes, is one of the most important things that we try to prioritize.
Thank you so much. It's beautiful to see the sort of different perspectives, and I think that human part of it, because it does impact an incredible amount of people. It can happen to anyone. Anything else that you wanted to say, reminding folks that tickets are about to go on sale, so keep an eye on your socials. They're $22 to $38.
I also just wanted to add that if you are not in the Kingston area, you are still able to watch our show, because we do have a live stream option for the 7th, the Saturday show, and that is also a discounted ticket price. So if you aren't in the area or aren't able to make it to the area but still want to support the cause and see what all of our hardworking team members have put together, you're able to
come see our show.
Follow us on Instagram.
Come to Oracle.
And are you gonna celebrate after the show, or are you gonna all just go home and nap?
Oh my
gosh, we have a big celebration.
Yeah. We're gonna celebrate the year of work that we put into the show, and then and then Sunday will be a rest day. Yeah, exactly.
Well, congratulations for being so close to this all coming together. Sounds like a really exciting event. Thank you all for coming again. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. Apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.